In college basketball, junior guard Evan Himes sank the go-ahead three-pointer with 38.4 seconds left to help Siena snatch a 66-62 victory over Niagara at Times Union Center. Rob Poole finished with a team-high 15 points. The University of Albany women's basketball team faced an 8-point deficit at halftime, but rallied past Stony Brook 66-51 in an America East Conference game in Stony Brook. And Manhattan had a 62-55 win over the Siena women's team. In top 25 games, number 3 Florida defeated Mississippi State 62-51. 10th-ranked Michigan beat Purdue 75-66, and number 12 Louisville fell to number 13 Cincinnati 69-66. In the NBA, the New York Knicks won their fourth in a row, 117-86 over Cleveland. Carmelo Anthony had 29. He's averaging 37.5 during the four-game run. Tim Hardaway Jr. also had 29 for the Knicks. Phoenix handed the Pacers their second home loss of the season in a 102-94 victory at Indianapolis, and it was Golden State over the Clippers 111-92. In the NHL, Montreal beat Boston 4-1. Buffalo defeated Phoenix 3-2. It was New Jersey over Dallas 3-2 in overtime. Toronto doubled up Florida 6-3. Columbus 5, Washington 2. Ottawa topped Tampa Bay 5-3. Colorado slid past Minnesota 5-4. Calgary edged San Jose 4-1. Anaheim 5, Philadelphia 3, and Pittsburgh beat Los Angeles 4-1. Some major changes are coming to NASCAR. The chase for the Sprint Cup Championship will now be a 16-driver field. NASCAR will cut 4 drivers from the field after every 3 races in the 10-race chase, leaving 4 eligible drivers headed into the season final. The first of those 4 to cross the finish line will be crowned champion. Finally, Super Bowl 48 starts 6:30 Sunday night at MetLife Stadium. The Seattle Seahawks take on the Denver Broncos. Jared Kofit, WAMC News.